Good morning, Springfield First. It's a pleasure to be able to share with you from the Word of God today and to be a part of your special service via this video today. I pray that God's blessing is upon you and that the church is being blessed in these very difficult times and that everything that God wants to do through you, He's able to do in a different way, but still in a very victorious way. I want to begin by sharing with you from the Word of God from Psalms 31. So would you please follow me as I read Psalms 31 from the NIV this morning. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. Free from the trap that is set for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Redeem me, O Lord, the God of truth. I hate those who cling to worthless idols. I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in your love, for you saw my affliction and knew the anguish of my soul. You have not handed me over to the enemy, but have set my feet in a spacious place. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and my body with grief. My life is consumed by anguish, and my years by groaning. My strength fails because of my affliction, and my bones grow weak. Because of all my enemies, I am the utter contempt of my neighbors. I am a dread to my friends. Those who see me on the street flee from me. I am forgotten by them as though I were dead. I have become like broken pottery, for I hear the slander of many. There is terror on every side. They conspire against me and plot to take my life. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from my enemies and from those who pursue me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing love. Let me not be put to shame, O Lord, for I have cried out to you. But let the wicked be put to shame and lie silent in the grave. Let their lying lips be silenced, for with pride and contempt they speak arrogantly against the righteous. How great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you, which you bestow in the sight of men on those who take refuge in you. In the shelter of your presence you hide them from the intrigues of men. In your dwelling you keep them safe from accusing tongues. Praise be to the Lord, for he showed his wonderful love to me when I was in a besieged city. In my alarm, I said, I am cut off from their sight. Yet you heard my cry for mercy when I called to you for help. Love the Lord, all his saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but the proud he pays back in full. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your presence, and thank you for your guiding hand upon our lives. We pray you'll touch this message to all of our hearts, and that you will encourage us in these days of uncertainty. Give us victory in the name of Christ, and continue, Lord, to bless the church in all ways, in everything that they do, to be your voice and your arms and your legs in this very special time of the year, this very special time in our history. May you touch our country, may you touch our state, in Jesus' name, amen. Excuse me. I want to share with you something on this passage of Scripture. I found a very interesting description of these verses from G. Campbell Morgan, which I find intriguing, kind of interesting, and I'd like to share what he wrote some years ago, but he describes these verses in a different way. But he says these verses remind him of a great song of trust struggling through the tears in triumph. And he describes it based on seasons of the soul. And he begins by looking at verses 1 through 8 as the season of autumn. He says, with its winds and gathering clouds, yet having sunlight and a golden fruitage, even though the breath of death is everywhere, he says. And he says that's represented in verses 1 through 8. And then in winter comes later, and he says that chill and lifeless, full of sobs and sighing, is what he sees in verses 9 through 13. And then he comes to the season of spring, with its hope and expectation and its sweeping rains and bursting sun gleams, which is found in verses 14 and 18. And then he sees summer as being glad and golden, which he finds in verses 19 through 24. And then he makes this remark. He concludes it by saying that we need all of these different seasons of the soul to complete our year. So it's an interesting way, I think, to describe this song. Yet I believe it is so true to our understanding of life and all the phases of it, and how God can bring us through every phase with victory in our hearts. We will go through some dark days when it just seems that nothing can be done. Days when life is cold and hard and full of tears and sobs. Days when life is filled with great expectation and hope. And days that are full of gladness and golden with endless possibilities. And to grow spiritually strong, we need every season of the soul to make our growth in Him complete and our growth in faith complete. This psalm is one that says we are tested, yet we are trusting. And that's really what this is about. We're tested, yet we are trusting. In these first eight verses, I would give it the title, "In the Midst of Testing Comes Trust." There must be an implicit trust in the Lord. Regardless of our circumstances, we must rely upon Him, trust Him to see us through regardless of the difficulties that we face. Our petition for deliverance should be mingled, though, with praise and confidence. God's righteousness is man's hope of deliverance. God wants to see us through. God will deliver us if we will just trust Him and leave it in His hands. We can count on God to fulfill His promise and to deliver on His promise, for He is faithful. He cannot fail. Our love for and trust in the true God will lead to contempt for any false gods, for the depending upon anything else, because anything else other than God would be temporary. Government, whatever it is, we can't trust in those things, but we can trust our lives to God and know that He will be faithful to see us through. I think that's what we see in these first eight verses of the psalm. The second thing we see is a trusting heart may have trouble. In verses 9 through 13, that trouble may be even for a child of God. And sometimes it can be harsh and burdensome, overwhelming. Any number of things can occur that may bring trouble to a testing or trusting soul. It could be illness. It certainly could be bereavement. It could be betrayal. Or it could be natural disaster or even a pandemic. Our eyes may be full of tears and our bodies may be racked with pain. But with the psalmist, we must pour out our grief to God. In our trouble, we may reach the point where we feel like one dead and forgotten, or like a broken piece of pottery, worthless. Yet, in the midst of that trouble, comes the revelation of truth. Troubled times should be trusting times for those who love the Lord. We see that in verses 14 through 18. Troubled times will come. Troubled times will cause us to clearly recognize God's providential control of all that affects His own. He said, the psalmist said, "My times are in your hand." Troubled times can point us to the guiding hand of God upon our lives and encourage us to continue to pray for God's favor and deliverance. The one who calls upon the Lord in sincerity and truth will be heard, but the godless, the wicked, shall come to shame. One other thing that I think this psalm tells us is that this revelation of truth brings us to a point of triumph. We're not going to remain in that troubled time forever. We're not going to be tested beyond what we can stand. We're not going to be drawn to the point where we can't get back up again, because revelation of truth will bring us to a time of triumph. There will be triumph that comes out of trouble through trust. This revelation of truth will reveal the greatness and goodness of the Lord. He is good. Like the song says, God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. God Himself is the source of our triumph and trust. God will protect and He will keep us safe from the schemes of man and his slanderous speech. Knowing God and His way far outweighs the plans of men. Man can and will fail, but God is faithful to the very end. The faithful, the trusting, the obedient servant is preserved by God and is a testimony to all the saints that those who trust Him wholly, W-H-O-L-L-Y, find Him wholly true, W-H-O-L-L-Y. Those who trust Him wholly with their whole being, with all that you are, find Him wholly true. Everything that you know about Him, everything that you've heard about Christ or about God is totally true. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will not let you fail. He will not let you go beyond what you can bear. He will give you, as the scripture says, a way to escape. You can trust God. Even in these times of testing, which take us way beyond our ability, which take us beyond the point of feeling good about these testing, even when we're tested, we must learn to trust and place our confidence in the one who is always faithful, whom we can depend upon completely. Like the songwriter said, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. What a great promise that is. And what a great God we serve. Aren't you glad today that you serve someone like that, who will stand by you and stand with you and stand alongside of you and will never let you fail and will never let go of you, and will never say, I'm done with you, who will always say, I'm there for you, who will always say, I care about you, who will always be there to help lift you up when you can't lift up yourself, who will always give you strength when you have no strength, who will always empower you when you have no power. Aren't we glad today that we serve a God who is complete in all things and can do all things and take us through all things to victory? Aren't you glad today for that promise that we have in Jesus Christ? And aren't you glad today that our Father cares about us in this very moment in history? I praise His holy name today, and I want to thank Him for His presence every moment of every day. And I pray that He's blessing you today, and that everything you've heard from His word will bless you and make you a better person for the battle ahead. And you'll be a victorious soldier for Jesus Christ and for the cause of God. And may He give you the victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's close with prayer, shall we? Father, once again, we thank You for the power of Your word. We thank You that You are with us, that You know our days, that all the days that are ahead of us, You know all about, and You are able to lift us up and care about us and give us victory in the name of Jesus Christ. And so, Father, today we commit ourselves into Your hands. We commit this state into Your hands. We commit everything into Your hands, and we ask that Your victory would be our victory, and that our victory would be because of a risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For we ask it in His name today. Amen. God bless you, and may God be with you. Amen.